Attendance errors occur at a rate of 1,139 incidents per 1,000 employees, meaning the average company has more attendance errors than it has staff. I've spent a decade watching HR teams blame their payroll software when the real mess was upstream, sitting quietly in a spreadsheet or a biometric log nobody audited before the cutoff. Here's the uncomfortable truth: most payroll disputes are not payroll errors. They're attendance errors that reached the payroll run unchallenged. The six-step chain and where it actually breaks. mCloud's payroll workflow follows a logical sequence: load records rightward arrow sync attendance daily rightward arrow run salary checks rightward arrow apply compliance updates rightward arrow create final payout rightward arrow employees access pays slips. Clean in theory. In practice, the gap between step 2 and step 3 is where most correction labor hides. By the time a manager flags that an employee's leave wasn't formally approved before cutoff, the system has already coded that employee as unpaid absent by default. Reversing it requires a manual adjustment, one that has, more often than not, already reached the employee's pay slip. Now you have a dispute, a correction cycle, and an employee who doesn't trust HR. Businesses using automated payroll systems report 31% fewer errors and 70% fewer compliance issues than those still relying on manual processes. That gap doesn't come from better payroll software. It comes from cleaner data arriving at the payroll run in the first place. Five columns that decide every payroll run. There are exactly five data points that determine whether a payroll run is clean: employee name, date, check-in time, check-out time, and leave category. Blanks or defaults in any of these produce silent errors that become payroll disputes. Not loud failures, silent ones. The kind that pass validation and land in an employee's pay slip before anyone notices. Manual attendance systems make this worse at scale. Buddy punching, time manipulation, and re-entry into a separate system are structural problems, not human ones. Once a team grows beyond 5 to 10 employees, errors stop being occasional and start being architectural. The fix is not telling people to be more careful. The field workforce problem is worse than you think. Telecom companies managing field engineers across multiple regions face a specific version of this problem. Attendance capture and payroll calculation sit on entirely different platforms, with a manual handoff between them. That handoff is where data dies. Hours get rounded, leave categories get guessed, and geo-verified clockouts get dropped because no one mapped the field system's export format to the payroll system's import schema. NBFCs face it differently. In a non-banking financial environment, self-reported hours aren't just inaccurate, they create legal liability. Compliance precision isn't a preference, it's a regulatory requirement. And yet many NBFCs are still reconciling attendance in a different tool than the one running payroll. That's a gap waiting to become an audit finding. mCloud's geolocation tracking and face recognition biometric attendance are built specifically to close this gap, capturing verified, time-stamped attendance at the source, synced into the same platform that runs payroll, so the manual handoff never happens. The pre-run audit most teams skip. Here's the intervention that eliminates most correction cycles: audit the attendance data before the payroll run, not after. This sounds obvious. Almost no one does it systematically. Why? Because pulling a coherent view across attendance, leave, and payroll data typically requires an IT request, a SQL query, or stitching together three separate exports in a spreadsheet. mCloud Smart SQL tool changes the arithmetic on that. It lets an HR lead pull data from attendance, leave, and payroll in a single plain English conversation, no SQL knowledge, no IT request. Ask it which employees have uncoded leave days in the current period. Ask it which departments have checkout gaps in the last 2 weeks. Get the answer before the cutoff, fix the five columns that matter, and the payroll run is clean. That's the mechanism behind the 60% reduction in payroll processing time from 5 to 7 days to under 2 hours that AI-powered HRMS platforms report from enterprise deployments. The time doesn't disappear because the software is faster. It disappears because the correction cycle after the run shrinks to nearly nothing. What payroll teams keep getting wrong? Three failure modes I see repeatedly. Treating attendance sync as a batch job. Daily sync sounds like overkill until a leave approval slips through on day 29 of a 30-day period and there's no time to correct it. Sync daily. Check it. Leaving leave category defaults in place. An absent employee without an approved leave category defaults to unpaid absent in most systems. That's not a bug, it's the correct behavior given missing data. The failure is not having a process to catch uncategorized absences before cutoff. Applying a single PTO policy across all locations. California treats accrued vacation as earned compensation that cannot be forfeited. Massachusetts requires payout of unused vacation at termination. A uniform use it or lose it clause, applied globally, is a compliance failure mode that creates legal exposure, not just an HR headache. None of these are fixed by better payroll software. They're fixed by owning the data quality problem before it reaches the payroll run. Where AI fits, and where it doesn't. 73% of payroll professionals expect AI to significantly impact their operations within the next year, according to the Global Payroll Compliance Report 2026. The honest framing, AI is useful at the audit and query layer, not as a substitute for clean source data. You can ask an AI tool to surface anomalies in attendance records. You can't ask it to retroactively fix a biometric log that was never captured. mCloud's 41 AI tools across 7 providers are built into the HR modules themselves, not bolted on afterward. That matters because the AI sees the same data the payroll run sees, in real time, rather than working from an export. When an HR lead uses the Smart SQL tool to flag leave discrepancies before the cutoff, they're working inside the same platform that will run payroll the next day. No translation layer, no export mismatch, no data that looks clean in one system and wrong in another. The practical fix, build the pre-run audit into the calendar. 5 days before every payroll cutoff, run this check. Pull all employees with missing or defaulted leave categories for the period. Pull all employees with check-in / check-out gaps longer than your standard shift window. Confirm approvals are in place for any leave requests submitted in the last 72 hours. Flag any field employees whose geo-verified attendance hasn't synced in the last 48 hours. Fix those before the run. The payroll run itself becomes the easy part. If doing this check currently requires an IT request or a manual export, that's the real problem to solve, not the payroll software. The check should take 20 minutes. If it takes 2 days, the architecture is wrong. EMP Cloud serves 200 plus companies managing 50K plus employees across 15 plus countries. The payroll disputes that surface most often aren't statutory miscalculations. They're the 5-column failures, a leave category left blank, a checkout time that didn't sync, an absence that arrived at the run as unpaid because no one caught it 5 days earlier. For more on the structural errors hiding in attendance data, read How Attendance Data Drives Payroll Errors and the 5 PTO Policy Mistakes That Create Compliance Exposure. The payroll run is the deadline. The audit is the work. Get the order right, and most of the compliance pain disappears before it starts. Start your free 15-day EMP Cloud trial and run your first pre-payroll attendance audit before your next cutoff. FAQs. 1. Why do payroll errors start with attendance data? Payroll often calculates correctly from the data it receives. The real problem begins when attendance records contain missing checkouts, incorrect leave categories, or unsynced hours. This blog explains where those errors enter the payroll chain and how to catch them before payday. 2. How can HR teams audit attendance before running payroll? A pre-payroll audit can flag missing attendance, uncategorized leave, recent unapproved requests, and unsynced field attendance before the payroll cutoff. The blog breaks down the 5 attendance data points HR teams should check before every payroll run. 3. What attendance errors can cause incorrect salary payments? Missing checkouts, incorrect leave status, inaccurate working hours, and failed attendance sinks can all affect salary calculations. Learn how these seemingly small attendance issues turn into payroll disputes and costly correction cycles. 4. How can AI help prevent payroll errors before the payroll run? AI can help HR teams identify attendance and leave anomalies before they reach payroll. This article explores how natural language queries and AI-powered HRMS tools can surface discrepancies without waiting for IT reports or manually combining spreadsheets. 5. How can companies reduce payroll processing time and payroll disputes? The fastest way to reduce correction work is to fix attendance data before payroll is processed. This guide shows how a structured pre-run audit can reduce manual reconciliation, catch errors earlier, and make payroll processing more reliable.